是和他的妻子在我们当中。
Today we have a new speaker among us today, Dr. Hausman and his wife.
在开始之前哈，我要先把他先给大家来介绍一下哈。
I want to have a brief introduction before he starts his message.
虽然我们可能在 Hope 上居住的，还有我们的温牧师、许牧师、师母，可能都对他。挺熟悉的。
For those of us live in Hope Sound, many of us are very familiar with them, but other members may not know them yet.
他1992年呢就在 Hope Sound 的 Bible College 毕业了。
He graduated from Hope Sound Bible College in 1992.
然后呢，他也在这个那边的Hope Sound Christian Academy 呢，也在初中和高中当过任务教。
And he also served as a teacher, English teacher in the middle school and high school in Hope Sound.
对，担任过associate pastor， 就是什么助理牧师哈。
Yeah, he was also an associate pastor at the local church.
Yeah， 然后他的全家呢又去过俄罗斯和罗马尼亚宣教。
His family served as missionaries in Russia and Armenia.
那我也知道呢，可能疫情之后哈，应该是请求他们也曾寻求去中国。
And I personally know that after the pandemic, they searched for opportunities to go to China to be missionaries.
然后呢，我知道他们现在是在这个 Hope Sound 的那边的宣教机构做宣教士的关怀工作。
And right now, Dr. Hausman served as the director of member care in the Hope Sound Bible, Hope Sound Church.
对，他以前来过我们当中。
The Hope Sound Ministry, right?
FE Missionary Organization.、
嗯、
对。是，所以那更多的了解就我们就借着他的今天在我们的这个讲道中呢来了解他。
So his message today, we will know them more.
Yeah, so, yeah, Pastor Hausman,
welcome. Pastor Hausman.
今天早上非常高兴能跟大家在一起。My wife and I have had the privilege of visiting over 20 different countries.
我太太跟我曾经去过超过20个国家。
And worshiping with brothers and sisters in Christ in many of those countries.
我们在这些国家都跟弟兄姐妹们一起来敬拜神。
And it's truly a joy to be a part of a bigger kingdom, God's kingdom.
我们能够身为国度神的国度的一员，我们觉得真的是非常荣幸。
I have studied Chinese for a few years.
我曾经花了几年时间学中文。
But I'm still just a three-year-old.
但是在中文的程度上，我大概就跟三岁的小孩子差不多吧。
What a wonderful language it is. I enjoy studying it, or have enjoyed studying it.
我很喜欢中文，觉得这是一个非常神奇的、很美好的一门语言。
And one of the things I've done is I've taught English at a university up in the state of Ohio.
我在曾经在俄亥俄州教英文。
Where I had many Asian students.
我也有很多亚裔的学生。
And it was wonderful to get to know them, but also to see some of them come to Christ.
我当然教他们是很开心的事，但是我更高兴的是，他们中间有很多学生都成为基督徒。
And this morning I want to talk to you a little bit about our responsibility as a Christian.
今天早上我想跟大家谈一谈我们作为基督徒身上所担负的责任。
I felt I should speak on this earlier in the week.
我想在这一周的开始讲这个。
And then last night I got on your website.
然后昨天晚上我进了我们教会的网站。
And I saw that it is part of your vision.
我一看这就是我们教会的一个远景。
And it's also woven into your mission as well.
而且这也是交织在我们教会所做的一切的事工之中的。
So I'm assuming for many of you, this should be a review.
所以我想对我们大家来讲，我今天要讲的可能就是一个复习一样，因为这是我们教会一项的这个意向。
And for the rest of us, hopefully it's a reminder of what our responsibility is as a Christian.
我希望这也是提醒我们，作为基督徒，我们有什么样的责任。
Before I get to that, I want to just give you a little bit of a testimony of my own life.
我在开始我的信息之前，我想要跟大家做一个我个人的见证。
To demonstrate the transformation that God took part in my life. 我想要向大家显示神在我的生命中所做的这个改变的这个大能，他在我的生命中带来了些什么。
I was raised in a Christian church and a Christian home all my life.
我一辈子呢，当然从小在教会长大，然后在教会，所以一辈子都是在教会里面的。
Yet when I became a teenager, I rebelled against God.
但是我成为青少年之后，我开始反叛，我不想为神做事。
And I was serving our enemy, Satan.
我在青少年的时候，我甚至开始侍奉撒旦魔鬼了。
I wanted nothing to do with God.
我不想跟神有任何的关系。
And through that time, I had come to the conclusion that there were three things in life that I did not want to do.
我在青少年的时候那段时期，我有一个结论说，这个世界上有三个工作我绝对不要做。
First, I wanted to do a job that I liked. And second, I wanted to do a job that paid pretty well.
首先我想要找一个我喜欢的工作，而且是能够挣很多钱的工作。
I was raised here in the United States, so that was normal protocol for us.
我在美国长大嘛，我们大家都想要挣更多的钱，所以这也很正常，是吧？
And I knew that as a pastor, pastors didn't get paid well, and so I didn't want to be that.
你知道，在美国做牧师都很穷，没钱嘛，所以我绝对不想做牧师。
I didn't want to be a Christian school teacher because I knew they didn't get paid well.
我也不想在一个基督教学校去教英文。那在基督教学校做老师能挣什么钱呢？
And definitely did not want to be a missionary.
而且绝对的不想做宣教士。宣教士那是更穷了，是不是？
I had no idea probably how they got paid.
我觉得他们能不能挣到钱都是回事呢，是不是？宣教士。
I had a very worldly mindset.
所以我当时的头脑完全是跟这个世界是相合的。
Yet something happened as an 18-year-old young man.
但是在十八岁的时候，有一件事情在我生命之中发生。
The power of the gospel transformed my life.
神福音的大能完全改变了我的生活。
And the things that I didn't want to do, I now begin to have a desire to do.
我过去不想要做的事儿，我现在就有这样的渴望，我想要去做了。
And the things that I was enjoying, my sin, I no longer wanted to be a participant of.
我在青少年的时候，我想要喜欢做的那些，就是在最终之乐。我现在觉得没有什么乐趣。
That's the power and the transformation that the gospel brings into a person's life.
这就是这个福音的大能，它带进一个人的生命之中，会带来极大的改变。
And so when he asked me to be an associate pastor, my natural response was, sure.
所以当教会让我邀请我做助理牧师的时候，我第一个反应就是，当然了，没问题。
And when he led me into Christian education, my response was the same.
神把我带去就在基督学校里头，基督徒的学校里头们当教师的时候，我也是同样的反应。
And then sitting over on Jupiter Island in about 2003.
然后在2003年的时候，我就在这个 Jupiter 岛上面。
God spoke to me and said, "I want you to go to the mission field."
神就亲自对我说话，说我希望你能够进到宣教工厂去。
And my response again was yes.
我的回应同样的是说好的。
Now my wife told me, she said she wished before we got married I would have told her the things I didn't want to do.
我希望我太太跟我说，她希望在我们结婚之前，她就告诉我我不想做的事情，她要告诉我就好了。
Because then she would have known exactly the direction we were going to go.
因为那样她就会知道我们以后究竟要做什么，肯定就是这些事情，是不是？
Seriously though, the joy that God brings in our hearts to do His will.
但是神他把这种喜乐带到我们的心中，让我们就是甘心乐意的去实现神在我们身上的意愿。
Only comes from the Holy Spirit.
这一切只能是圣灵带来的。
And that transformation in my own heart has now brought a desire to share the good news of Christ.
所以我心中现在就有一个渴望，想要把神的这个好消息传遍四方。
Our passage is Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20. Very familiar.
我们今天要读的经文是大家都非常熟悉的马太福音28:18-20.
And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth.
耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost.
所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world.
凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
The disciples had been mentored for a few years by Christ himself.
这些门徒们跟着耶稣几年，所以是耶稣亲身的在教导他们。
We read about the accounts of their successes and definitely of their failures.
我们在圣经上读到这些门徒们，他们有胜利的故事，也有他们失败的故事。
Recently, Jesus died on the cross and arose 3 days later.
耶稣在十字架上死了，然后三天之后从死人中复活。
And somewhere in that process, the disciples head northward to meet Christ in Galilee.
在这个过程中，这些门徒们就往北去，要去加利利来见耶稣。
And when they see Jesus, Scripture says that they worshipped him, yet some doubted.
当他们见到耶稣以后，这个圣经上是说，有些人就开始敬拜神，但是也有的人就心里充满疑惑。
I'm not a biblical scholar, and so I can only go based upon what I read.
我不是个圣经学者，所以我只能就根据我读的来去理解这句话的意思。
And there seems to be some implication here that this was more than just the 11 disciples that were meeting with Jesus.
当时我在从我读的这个圣经的经句里来看呢，当时跟耶稣见面的不只是这就十一位使徒而已。
It's possible that this may be part of that 500 that Corinthians talks about that met with that met Jesus.
所以很有可能是这个哥罗西书中提到的这跟耶稣见到耶稣的这五百人。
But nonetheless, these are his followers.
但是无论如何，这些都是跟从耶稣的人。
And the context of Scripture is always important.
这个圣经的上下文从来都是非常重要的。
For those of you young people, it may be in college classes. You, especially in English composition class, which I taught many times.
这些年轻人，我们今天有年轻人在我们中间。你们在上课的时候也要注意上下文，是不是？因为这个 House 牧师是个曾经教过英文的，就是教英文作文，所以这个上下文是非常重要。
One of the important things, either when reading an article or when writing something, is to consider who your audience is.
所以无论是你读什么文章，还是你在写文章，你都要考虑你的这个。听众，你看你文章的这些人是谁
？Like I said, if you were speaking to me in Chinese, you would need to speak on a three-year-old's level.
我刚才跟大家讲了，我也学一点中文，所以你们如果跟我用中文来说的话，你们得要考虑我是只有三岁的这个孩子的这个中文水平。
Right, and to teens, we may use a little different vocabulary.
如果我们跟我们的青少年孩子们讲话，我们可能我们用的词也要注意，要用他们的语言来说话。
In a biblical conference filled with biblical scholars, the language may be way more intense.
所以，如果是一些圣经学者们在开会讨论圣经学习的话，他们用的词可能就是跟这个比较学术性的。
And so is true here, in understanding the context of this, who was actually there.
所以我们在读圣经的经句，讲到这个当时有很多人有疑惑的话，我们也要看到这些人是指的是谁呢？这个听众是谁呢
？Jesus is speaking to his followers, his disciples.
耶稣是在对他的跟从者在说话。
And we see this command in Matthew chapter 28, and that is the command to go and make disciples.
我们看到在马太福音二十八章里提到，他说：“你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。”
Now I'm a teacher. That's my identity.
我是个老师，这是我的身份。
And I could jump all over that word, go and teach.
所以我看到这个词啊，所以你们要去。他说的这个使万民做我的门徒，他用的英文里的词是教导。
Mark,
所以作为老师呢，很高兴。
Mark's gospel uses the word preach for the same his interpretation of this.
马可福音里面同样的这一段，这个耶稣的这个吩咐，马可福音里他用的就是要传福音，所以是同样的传福音和做门使万民做我的门徒都是一个意思。
But the meaning really is go and make disciples.
所以中文的翻译还是蛮准确。他说：“你们要去使万民做我的门徒。”
That is what Christ is getting across here.
所以这就是耶稣想要传达的信息。
Yes, part of this is to evangelize the world.
所以这其中一个就是要对整个世界要去传福音。
But we are to make disciples who then make disciples.
所以我们要去。来做使万民做门徒，而且让这些门徒能够再带出门徒来。
We are to interact to be with people.
我们必须要跟人之间有交流，能够互相能够彼此跟人有接触，有联系。
This may be through teaching or preaching.
也许是通过教导，通过讲道。
But ultimately, it's loving and living with people.
但是最终是我们必须要去爱人，而且要跟人是生活在一起的。
Interacting with them in the marketplace or at work or out when we're at the park.
所以无论我们在哪里，是在市场上买菜啊，还是在工作场所跟同事交流啊，或者我们去公园走路，都要跟周围的人有联系。
And then mentoring or showing them the way on how to follow Christ.
然后就教导他们要把神的这个路指给他们看。
One author has said that a disciple is not one who has already learned, but one who is always learning.
有一个人他是这么说，他说做门徒不是一个已经学到了东西的人，而是他不断的在学习的一个人。
We all looked forward to the days of graduating either from high school or college.
我们在上中学的时候就盼着毕业的那天，上大学也是盼着毕业的那天，是吧？
Maybe thinking school was done.
你一旦毕业，你就想啊，我的学习终于不用再学了，好轻松啊。
But actually, it's just the beginning.
他说实际上不是啊，毕业以后这实际上一切才刚刚开始。
And as a disciple of Christ, we never graduate from discipleship school.
所以作为耶稣基督的门徒，我们也永远不会从这个门徒学校毕业的。
That's humbling.
这个让我们觉得谦卑，是不是？
We should always be learning to be a better disciple of Christ.
我们永远都要学习怎么样成为一个更好的耶稣基督的门徒。
Second, we see our mission in life.
而且在我们生命之中，我们也看到我们自己的使命。
And I'm going to use a couple other passages to illustrate this.
我想要用几段经文来跟大家来演示一下是什么意思。
In Matthew chapter 5 and verse 13, it says, "You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its flavor, by what shall it be salted? It's good for nothing but to be cast down under the foot of men."
马太福音的第五章十三节，他说：“你们是世上的盐。”盐若失了味，怎能叫它再咸呢？以后无用，不过丢在外面被人践踏了。
And then in Matthew chapter 5 verses 14 through 16, it talks about being the light of the world.
然后从这个马太福音的五章十四到十六节，他讲到我们是世上的光。
A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid.
城造在山上是不能隐藏的。
Neither do men light a candle and hide it under a basket or a bushel.
人点灯不放在斗底下。
He goes on to say that we are to let our light so shine before men that others may see our good works and glorify our heavenly Father.
你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
So we are to be salt and we are to be light.
所以我们应当是世上的盐和世上的光。
Now, fortunately, my mother has no idea I'm preaching here this morning and is not watching online.
我很高兴我妈妈不知道我今天要在教会讲道，也没有在网上来看我讲道。
So I can use this illustration.
所以我可以用这个例子讲我妈妈的故事。
My mother was a good cook.
我妈妈是个很好的厨师。
I enjoyed the food.
我喜欢我妈妈做的饭。
Never went hungry.
我当然也从来没挨过饿嘛。
But then along came a young lady by the name of Laura.
然后我太太 Laura 就到我们家来了。
And she started making me different things.
然后我太太开始给我做饭嘛。
And I was like, wow, that's delicious.
我一尝，太好吃了。
And I learned very quickly that my mom was a good cook, but my wife was a great cook.
然后我很快就学习到说，我妈妈是挺好的一个厨师，但是我太太是最好的，很棒的一个厨师。
And one of the reasons, there's one of the reasons, there's probably others, but one of the reasons is because of the flavoring that my wife uses.
其中一个原因就是我太太调味的那个用的调味量跟我妈是不一样的。
My mom uses very little salt, very little flavoring.
我妈妈做的饭呢就是比较清淡，她盐放的很少。
So it's not bad, it's just not great.
不难吃，但是也没有那么好吃啊。
Thankfully, she's not listening in.
我很高兴我妈妈今天没听我讲到。
Salt is very useful. It's used, one of the purposes, to help flavor the food.
这个盐的作用是什么呢？盐的一个作用就是调味嘛。我们吃饭有了盐才有味道。
So I ask you this morning, are you flavoring the world?
所以我问大家一个问题，你有没有让这个世界变得更有味道？
When you interact with other people,
当你跟别人在交流的时候
，Are you making, if I could use this, are you making Christ look good? Are you making, we would say taste good, but in this situation, are you making like Christ look good?
你跟别人在交流的时候，因为你是基督徒的身份，你有没有让耶稣基督在人家的心目中是更好呢
There's some people in life, you look at them and you just want what they have.
有的人在生命中你遇到这样的人你就想啊，我真想要拥有他也有的那些东西很羡慕
they're positive, they're smiling.
他们总是乐观总是满脸笑容的
And then there's some people you look at and you don't want anything they have.
但是这世界也有一些人你见到他就说哎呀，我跟这个人我可不想跟他打任何交道
I've been guilty a time or two of thinking I was smiling but I actually wasn't.
我自己在生活之中有时候我也觉得有点罪恶感为什么呀 我觉得我在笑呢可是别人看到的可能我就一脸苦相
And so may the Christ that we have in our heart come out and be a good, be salt to the world.
所以有耶稣基督在我们心中，我们作为基督徒要成为世上的盐。
I think God has helped us to do that.
我想神是会帮助我们做世上的盐。
I remember one Asian student that he and his at that time his girlfriend came to our house.
我有一个亚裔的学生，有一次他带着他女朋友来我们家里。
And we were just acting normal.
We在闲聊嘛。
But he said to me or to us, I don't remember. He said, "What you all have, I want."
但是他跟我说了一句，他说，你们所有的我也想要有。
He looked at our family.
他看着我们全家嘛，大家正常的在互动。
He saw the happiness and getting along together.
看到我们家人彼此就和谐相处，都很开心。
And that sparked a desire in his heart to want more of whatever we had.
所以他心里就很渴慕，想要拥有我们所有的这一切。
Salt also helps to not to preserve or to keep things from spoiling.
我们中国人都知道嘛，我们用盐来腌东西，所以盐可以让东西保持这个新鲜，不会腐烂掉。
Now I'm too young to know of how this was actually used here in the United States many many decades ago.
我当然还是比较年轻了，我不知道在美国实际上是很多很多年以前人们就开始用盐来腌东西了。
By the time I came along, we had good refrigerators and consistent refrigerators that could keep the food.
作为美国人当然很幸运了，所以牧师说他小的时候就已经家里在用电冰箱了，所以他美国人不大用盐来腌食物。可是我们中国人知道，我们腌咸菜，我们腌了上千年了，是不是？
But many people still today use salt to preserve things, to help it to last so they can use it not in the first few days, but later on.
We Chinese do that all the time, even today.
Good. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. 牧师就在说美国人不大知道这个盐的除了这个调味还有别的作用。我们中国人腌咸菜腌了几千年了我们到现在也要腌咸菜我们知道盐的作用。
As Christians, We are in this world and we are here. One of the things we should be doing is to help preserve the world, if I could use that illustration.
我们作为基督徒在这个世上我们做盐的作用也是让这个世界不至于那么腐坏我们要保护这个世界这也是我们的作用。
Let me go back to the classroom where I taught English up in Ohio.
我在俄亥俄的时候我的英文课上我是这样教的。
I usually had about 25 students in my class.
我一般一个班上就有25个学生左右。
And I usually could tell, it was interesting, I usually could tell at a high percentage who was a Christian coming into that secular university.
那个学校只是一个普通的一个大学不是一个基督教的大学但是我可以看出来就是到我班上来上课的人有多少是基督徒我看得出来。
And it had to do with this thing right here, their face.
我怎么看得出来？我从他们的脸就看得出来。
They looked different.
他们看起来就是跟别人不太一样。
When we see darkness in people's lives,
我们如果在生命之中有黑暗的东西，你的脸上会反映出来。
Then we see somebody with the light.
然后我们看到有人就好像是脸上放着光，是因为他心里有光。
Coming from their heart and out.
这个光就是从他们的心里可以射出来的。
There's a difference that is observable.
你看得出来，你看这个人的脸，你就看得出来他心里是不是有光。
And that light not only sheds light, but helps to preserve or set the tone or the atmosphere.
这个他们心里的光可以射出来。他不只是能够让你看从他脸上看到而且从他说话他做事的方式你都看得到。
In my class I would have what's called a free write. They could just write for a few minutes about a particular topic.
我的课上有一个时段就学生们就是叫自由写书写就是你就随便写你把心里想的什么你就随便把它写下来。
And so the topic I chose for that day was peace.
所以那天我让他们写的这个自由书写的这个题目是平安。
和平。
And they could write about anything they wanted to related to peace.
所以他们就可以写任何跟和平啊、跟平安有关的东西，就写下来就好。
And then I give them the opportunity to share what they wrote.
然后我就请大家来分享一下他们写了些什么。
If they wanted to volunteer, they could share.
如果他们愿意自愿把自己写的东西读出来的话，就可以这么做。
And seated right over here on my right in the very front was a young freshman in college, Christian.
当时坐在我右边的有一个就是很年轻的大一的一个基督徒学生。
And as she began to share, I knew exactly where she was going.
我们大家开始分享的时候，我就知道她要说什么。
And she began to share that only peace can come through Jesus Christ.
他所要分享的就是真正的平安只能来自于耶稣基督。
In a secular university,
这是一个普通的一个大学啊，这个不是基督教大学。
She was setting the tone, being light, and setting the tone for the class.
他当时就在教会，在整个教室里，他的这个造成他的所说出来的话，就造成了一个不一样的一个气氛。
I made sure later to talk to her after class and tell her how much I appreciated that.
所以课后我特别的找到他，跟他讲，我多么欣赏他说的这些话，因为要有很大的勇气才能够这样说。
Because as a student in that situation, she could talk about that where I couldn't.
因为在那个时候，作为学生，他是可以说的，他可以谈耶稣基督。但我作为老师，我反而不能说，因为这个现在美国有很多的禁忌嘛，不能够讲。
Making disciples, witnessing and making disciples, is not just the pastor's job.
要带出门徒，训练门徒，不只是牧师的工作。
It's everyone's job.
是我们每一个人的工作。
And yes, we will be taken out of our comfort zones for the cause of Christ.
为了基督的缘故，我们有时候不得不走出我们的舒适区。
Unfortunately, at times our vision between our relationship with God can get blurred.
但是不幸的是，有时候我们这个对于我们跟神之间的这个关系，这个意向，有时候会搞得有点混乱不清。
The cares of life that may take place.
因为我们在生活之中有各样的问题，我们要去关心嘛，有时候会让我们分心的。
Sometimes those can blur our vision to where we don't see the need of the people around us.
有时候这周围的这一周遭一切的这些纷乱的事物，就让我们眼光都浑浊不清，我们就看不到跟周围的人的关系了。
Combine that with the fact that many people believe that everything should just happen in the church.
有的人就觉得那这些事都应该在教会发生嘛，跟神有关的就在教会里做就好了。
We have education in the church, summer camps in the church, discipleship in the church.
我们教会你看有主日学了，我们有这个夏天的我们教会的露营啊，然后我们有这个教会的平时的查经啊，学习啊。
And so we need to invite somebody to the church.
所以我们应该把人请到教会里来。
And those are all.Fine, they're all good.
这些当然都很好了，都这么做是非常好的。
Yet too often we then leave the church, and we forget of our responsibility once we leave the church.
但是常常我们离开教会以后，我们就忘记我们身上的责任了。
We come to worship on this Lord's Day to worship collectively with our brothers and sisters in Christ.
我们在主日来教会，跟弟兄姐妹们一起来敬拜神。
To celebrate our risen Lord and Savior.
而且我们过来庆祝神的死里复活。
We come maybe to be encouraged or strengthened.
而且我们就感觉在教会里听了讲到，弟兄姐妹彼此鼓励，所以我们觉得神加添了我们的力量。
But when we leave here, our work has just begun.
但是当我们离开教会的时候，我们的工作才刚刚开始。
We are to take Christ with us.
我们要带着基督与我们同行。
Maybe we could invite a non-Christian to our home.
也许我们可以邀请不是基督徒的朋友来我们家里。
Or to go out for coffee or hot tea.
或者一块儿带他出去喝杯茶喝咖啡。
Maybe we could take a walk with them on the beach or in the park.
或者是跟他们一起在公园啊，在海滩上走走路。
What I know from Scripture is that Christ loved the sinners.
我们从圣经上看到神爱罪人。
He interacted with sinners.
他和罪人有很多的互动。
And he shared Christ's love with them.
而且他把他的爱无私的就分享给他们。
I'm an introvert.
你看出来了吗？我是有点内向。
And so it means getting out of my comfort zone.
所以对我来讲，要跟一个不太熟的朋友一块去聊天啊，跟他们去互动， 对我来讲也是在我舒适区以外的事儿。
I can't use that as an excuse.
但是我不能用这个来做一个借口。
We take the love of Christ with us, evangelizing and making disciples.
我们带着基督的爱，我们出去带出门徒来。
And we do that initially by building relationships.
最初我们就要跟这个人要彼此建立关系。
Yes, the discipleship process continues after conversion, but it should start before conversion.
这个当然带出门徒是在这个我们就觉得认为什么是门徒啊？你要受洗才能成为门徒嘛？但是这个过程应该在成为门徒之前就开始。
And yes, it will be uncomfortable for many of us.
对我们很多人来讲就不大容易，你要去跟不太熟悉的人要跟他们建立关系不太容易。
Now let me just pause here to show the diversity that God puts within one very within our very own family.
我就给大家举个例子，就我们自己家里头。
My wife and I both are introverts.
我太太跟我都是内向的人。
And we had one of our children who came out completely different than us.
但是我们的孩子之中有一个跟我们俩完全不一样。
This child, from the time their foot would get out of bed, was singing.
这孩子只要早上脚一落地就开始唱歌了。
And we'd go to maybe McDonald's or some playland or park.
我们去 McDonald 啊，去带他们到那个广场上去玩啊，干嘛的
？And while I'm still thinking about how to introduce myself and say hello,
我还正想着说怎么跟人介绍我自个儿，怎么去跟人打招呼呢
？This little child knows the names of all the kids, and has orchestrated them and organized them to where they're already playing a game.
我这个孩子这个小娃娃就已经跟所有的人知道所有人的名字，而且把他大家组织起来一起来做一个游戏了。
And I sit back and just watch that and I marvel.
我坐在那就想，哇，这孩子太棒了。
With such, it would be so nice to be at ease to be able to just communicate and talk to everybody and say hi and build a conversation.
因为他对他来讲好像很容易很自在，跟所有的人都可以说起话来，跟所有的人立刻就成了朋友了。
Yet God hasn't made me that way.
但是神造我，我不是那样的。
And it's still my responsibility to evangelize and to make disciples.
但是仍然我有这个责任去传播福音，去跟大家建立关系。
We see that sometimes getting out of our comfort zone will bring hardships.
有的时候从自己的舒适区迈出去，也会给我们带来困难。
Danger and troubles, we may encounter those.
有时候甚至是危险，甚至是一些很大的麻烦。
The Apostle Paul endured many hardships in his life.
我们知道使徒保罗在一生中经历了很多的困难。
Yet he could boldly proclaim that he was not ashamed of the gospel of Christ.
但是他仍旧是大胆地说，我不以福音为耻。
And I love the last part of that because it gives the reason why he wasn't ashamed.
我很喜欢他这段话的最后一句，因为他解释了他为什么不以福音为耻。
It's the power of the gospel to transform lives.
他说是福音的大能是改变生命的。
Yes, sometimes the gospel will be offensive, as it always has been.
因为有时候这跟人家讲福音，你会触怒别人。其实历史上一向都是如此的。你讲真话，有时候会触怒人的。
We don't have to look very far to realize our world is a mess.
我们不用。各处去看别的世界，别的什么角落，我们就知道我们眼前的世界就是混乱一团。
The United States is a mess.
这美国现在你看是多乱呢。
The world is a mess.
这个整个世界都是一团糟。
And so sometimes there will be people who may get upset at us.
所以有的时候我们跟人讲耶稣，有人就会对我们就另眼相看，就很不高兴。
Does he want us to hide in a cave and wait for his return?
那耶稣是不是希望我们就躲在监狱，躲在一个山洞里等着他再回来呢
？Does he want us to hide our lamp under a bushel, so other people can't see it?
我们是不是把我们的灯点起来，就给藏在一个篮子底下，这个光就散不出去呢
？Just to make sure we and our family are okay, we're going to hide ourselves, protect ourselves.
我们是不是想，哎呦，只要我跟我家人安全就没事了，所以我们就躲起来，不要让人知道我们是基督徒嘛？
As followers of Christ, we must be willing to be guided into those uncomfortable and difficult places.
但是作为耶稣基督的门徒，我们必须要有这个勇气，能够让神圣灵带领我们去到那些让我们觉得不舒服的地方。
Sometimes we have to set aside our own goals of success for God's will and plan to take place.
有时候为了让神的意志实现，我们必须把我们自己的一些计划，我们认为的成功放在一边。
And yes, we will be out of our comfort zone many times.
所以很多时候我们是要走出自己的舒适区的。
just want to share a short little illustration. As I mentioned, I'm not comfortable necessarily sharing the gospel. I don't feel comfortable sharing the gospel.
我要实话跟大家讲，因为我是个内向的人，我自己在跟别人讲福音的时候，我内心是觉得不太舒服的。
I feel very inadequate.
因为我觉得我不够。
But there's times where God puts His thumb in our backs that it's our responsibility.
但是有时候神就是让我知道说这是我的责任，我必须要去做。
And so I began to build a relationship with a friend of mine, a Muslim friend of mine who was also in the same graduate school that I was.
所以我在上大就是在这个念的我的硕士啊博士的这个研究课程的时候，班上有位穆斯林同学，我就开始跟他交朋友，跟他建立关系。
I began to befriend him.And occasionally go out for coffee with him.
我有时候就跟他一起出去喝咖啡啊，想跟他交朋友。
We had him over at our house several times.
我们也请了他来我们家好几次。
But I always would get frustrated because whenever I wanted to share the gospel, it felt like it would just fall off a cliff and go nowhere.
但是我也觉得有点挫败感，因为每次要想跟他讲福音，我就感觉我说出去的话就好像从悬崖上掉下去了，什么结果也没有。
And so I would often pray, God.When you want me to share the gospel, would you open up the door so wide that Daryl Hausman can't miss it?
所以我就在想，主啊，我祷告，我说主啊，你要是想让我来传讲福音的话，你能不能把这个门大大的打开，就让我怎么说什么话有效果，有果效，不至于说出去就没用啊。
And then give me the boldness to walk through the door.
而且主啊，你也帮助我，你让我勇敢地走过这道门，让我不要害怕。
One of those times, I was out for coffee with Muhammad.
这个朋友叫 Muhammad， 他有一次我跟他一块出去喝咖啡。
At this point, we had a good relationship. I was his friend, and he was mine.
这时候我们已经彼此成为朋友了，所以我们彼此有这样的信任。
And he shared a humorous illustration about a kid asking his mother about Islam.
他就跟我讲了一个挺幽默的一个小笑话，就是说一个小孩子问他妈妈就关于伊斯兰教的问题。
And when he was finished with that illustration.He chuckled, and I chuckled, I laughed. But it was God, the Holy Spirit, who said, now's your opportunity.
他当时讲完这个笑话很好玩嘛，我们俩就开始都哈哈大笑。然后这时候神的圣灵就跟我讲，这就是你分享福音的时候。
See, the moral of that little children's story was the child was asking, Mama, what happens if when we get to meet Allah and our good deeds and our bad deeds are equal?
这个小孩子他给我讲的这个笑话是什么？他这个小孩子问他的妈妈说：“我们不是伊斯兰教信阿拉吗？”他说：“我们要是死了以后见到阿拉，如果我们做的好事跟我们做的坏事是完全一样多，两边都平衡的时候怎么办
呢？” And that's when the Holy Spirit said, "Now is your opportunity."
所以圣灵这时候就跟我讲，这就是你的机会。
And I begin to share from the Old Testament how sin came into this world, the sacrifices, the perfect sacrifice in Jesus Christ.With him for I don't know how long it was. It was at least 15 or 20 minutes, and he sat there and he just listened.
所以我就开始跟他讲，从旧约讲起，就说这罪是怎么样来到人世的，然后耶稣基督怎么样在十字架上就成全了这个最终的救赎，让我们可以得救。然后我跟他讲，我也不是讲了多久，有没有15分钟我都不知道，但是他就一直那么静静的在听。
He's not a Christian yet.
那时候他当然还不是基督徒啊。
But I'm continuing to pray for Muhammad that God will allow those seeds to germinate.So he will become a follower of Christ.
哦，他现在也还不是基督徒，但是我一直在为他祷告，我就希望说种下的这个种子能够发芽，能够长大，让他有一天能够认识耶稣基督。
Some other practical things we can do is pray.
还有一个我们可以实际来做的事就是祷告。
Scripture tells us to pray that God will send forth laborers into the harvest field.
这圣经上也是说叫祷告，让神派收庄稼的工人去收庄稼。
And as I mentioned earlier, we are to go.
我们应该要去。
Hudson Taylor, a missionary to China back in the 1800s, said, "The Great Commission is not an option to be considered; it's a command to be obeyed."
我们都知道这个内地会的戴德生，这个宣教士是到中国内地的宣教士，他是说过这句话。他说：“我们传福音不是一个选项，而是我们必须要做的事。”
So the question is not if I should go.
这个问题不是说我是不是要去。
The question should be where.Do I go?
这个问题应该是我去哪儿，到哪儿去。
Luke 24:47, I think, gives us the perfect example. We start in our Jerusalem.
这个路加福音的第二十四章，他给了我们这个很好的一个指令，他就是说我们要从耶路撒冷开始。
We start in our local area.
我们从我们本地开始。
And then maybe God will spread that through us to the world, or maybe He'll send others to the world around us.
也许神要通过我们把这个福音传到地极，也许要通过别人把福音传出去。
But those that we work with, those that we encounter as far as neighbors, those are the beginning places of where we are to go and take the gospel.
但是我们的邻舍、我们的朋友、我们的亲人、我们的家人，这些就是我们要开始的地方，就是从这里开始做传福音的事。
I love, I don't have the verse memorized or the passage memorized, but I love in Deuteronomy where it talks about and says God goes before us.
这个在这个生命记里面，我很喜欢那一句金句，他是说神在我们前面走。
So if God is leading us to speak to someone about Christ,
如果神引导我们，让我们跟什么人谈一谈关于耶稣的事。
If God is leading us to build a relationship with somebody,
因为如果神让我们带着我们要跟什么人建立一个关系。
Or if He calls us to go to other countries in the world,
或者神呼召我们到世界别的地方去传福音。
God's word declares He's already there.
神当神说出这样的话的时候，他已经在那儿了。
He's already working on those the hearts of those people.
神已经在那些人的心里动工了。
There are some challenges.
当然是有很多挑战。
As I mentioned earlier about myself, sometimes it's our own limitations.
我跟大家分享过，有的时候是我们自身的不足。
And we, I'll voice it for myself. It's easy to hide behind that personality.
所以我们有时候就有点不大敢去讲，我们就躲在我们这个躲在后面。
Well, I'm not Peter. I can't get up and proclaim like Peter did at the day of Pentecost.
我不是彼得，所以我也不可能像彼得那样在五旬节就那样在讲台上就向几千人就宣讲福音。
I'm more like Thomas.
我。更多的我像那个多疑的多马。
Just being real this morning. I'm just being candid this morning.
我跟大家非常坦率，我的个性更多的是像那个多疑的多马。
I look at things very rational.
我看什么东西我都是很理性的去看。
I like logic.
而且我喜欢逻辑。
Math.
喜欢做数学题。
I like things to be in order and structure.
我也喜欢任何事情都是按着这个条分缕析的很清楚的才好。
Again, there's nothing wrong with that. God created us this way.
因为神造我就是那样的，我是那样的一个人，这也没什么错。
Yet I can't let that get in the way of my following of Jesus Christ.
但是我不能让我的这些个性、这些特点成为我在跟从耶稣的这条路上的绊脚石。
In the book of Acts, we see, as I alluded to, we see the disciples are filled.With the Holy Spirit.
我们在《使徒行传》里看到这些门徒、这些使徒们都被圣灵充满。
And yes, their heart was cleansed at that point, but also they were empowered for service.
他们那时候当然他们的心是被圣灵给清洁了，但是他们那时候心里头充满着力量，想要去服侍神。
And we may need to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们要被圣灵充满。
We may need God to come in and purify that self-centeredness.
我们需要神来清理掉我们心里这些自我中心的这些东西。
That's a challenge that some of us face.
我们中间的有些人是需要面对这个挑战。
We may face threats and opposition.
我们也有可能会面对别人的敌对、别人的这个反抗什么的。
And thus the reason we need that Holy Spirit-filled boldness.
所以我们需要有圣灵充满的这种勇敢。
And then I know in my own culture, there's so much cultural and racial issues that have cropped up over the last, who knows, 20 years.
我知道在美国的这个文化里，就进来的这个二十年之间，这个很多的文化的问题、种族的问题就冒出头来了。
But I see that as I travel to different countries and hear people talk. I see that in other parts of the world as well.
然后我到别的国家去旅行的时候，我就听到人们在谈论这些问题，所以我也看到他们的观念。
The gospel is to transcend those cultural and racial issues and differences.
我们的圣经是能够超越种族的隔阂、文化的隔阂。
We as followers of Christ should be leading in embracing all people.
我们作为耶稣基督的门徒，我们应该能够帮助、能够领导这些别的这各族各民。
But nonetheless, it may be a challenge that some face.
但是在某些时候，这肯定是要面对很多挑战的。
So what do we do from here?
所以我们从现在开始，从这里我们能做些什么呢？
Well, I would hope that, first of all, that everyone here this morning realizes it is my responsibility. Put your pronoun, it's your responsibility. Put your name in there, right? It's my responsibility, it's your responsibility to go.
我首先想要强调的一点就是我们在座的所有的人我们每个人都有责任
to go and make disciples.
要去使万民做我的门徒
The question I repeat again is where do I go?
我再次重复那个问题我去哪儿
You may say for some of you my English isn't very good
有的人你可能说啊，我英文不大好
and I could come back with and say my Chinese isn't very good
我也可以跟你讲我的中文也不大好
I've learned the language, the Russian language.
我还学过俄语。
Living in the country of Russia.
我因为我去俄国做过宣教士。
Started to learn Chinese.
然后我开始学中文。
That's not an excuse for me.
对我来讲，我不会说那个语言不是一个借口。
So I need to stop and ask God, how can I? How can I?
所以我就应该停下来说，我怎么样才能够。
And so I try to make sure, these are just practical tips, but I try to make sure I have things like this. Some of you have seen those books.
我们大家也很多孩子都有这本书啊，家里也有这本，就是 Dr. Palm, 这个庞师母写的这本书。
Gospel Publishing Mission puts out a lot of good literature for distribution for evangelism.
对，这本书是可以做很好的一个礼物，可以送给朋友去传播福音。
Or when I'm in my car, trying to at least make sure I have a New Testament or my backpack if I'm on a campus somewhere. At least have a New Testament with me.
而且你看这个好可爱的这么一本小小的这个新约圣经，它就是一直带在身上，在车里随时都可以看。
Because I may not be able to get the plan of salvation in someone's language.
因为我也许我用这个某个人的语言解释不清楚这个救恩。
But God's word promises not to return void.
但是神他应许过，他的话语没有一句是落空的。
And along with Apostle Paul, I stand firm that it is the power of the gospel that will transform a person's life.
就如同保罗所说的，他说我就是福音的大能是能够改变生命。
So may God help us.
求主帮助我们。
To fulfill the great commission.
而且来完成神的这个大使命。
Where He has placed us.
他把我们放在，无论他把我们放在哪里。
With our strengths and our limitations.
我们身上不论有什么优点，能够长处和我们有什么缺点，有什么不足。
May God help us to share the gospel and to make disciples.
都求主帮助我们能够分享福音，能够来带出门徒。
Thank you.
谢谢大家。